It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve! Is that a thing? Well, I mean, it is the eve of Thanksgiving, so why not? Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you! It's great to be here with you on Thanksgiving Eve. I'll be back again with you tomorrow as well. So if you happen to be going in between family visits or anything like that, you can tune in tomorrow. I'll be here live on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, you have any thoughts or opinions on anything, you want to share your thoughts, just text or call 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. So let's get into the top stories in the news today. Of course, the big one, there was a shooting happened again in a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, but this time it was at a Walmart employee. We have new details that there were 6 confirmed dead. That's horrible. And the new details are that this was a Walmart employee who opened fire in the break room. Oh, boy. So that's a terrible tragedy that happened earlier today as well, or late yesterday. Nearly every state has seen some sort of threat on drag shows. Just about every threat has reported threats, basically people threatening to do something against the drag shows. So, okay. Why? Well, because parents are getting upset that they feel like it's indoctrinating their kids and exposing them to things that they shouldn't be exposed to just yet. And look, there's a lot of videos out there. Some of them are just jaw-dropping. Just absolutely jaw-dropping when you see some of the behavior that these drag queens are doing in front of kids. And they look like they're having fun, but it's totally inappropriate. And let's see here. Some of the other stories going on in the news today. Department of Justice now has asked Mike Pence to testify in the Trump investigation pertaining to the January 6th criminal probe. Now, he had previously said that for the January 6th House panel, he said he won't testify for them. But will he testify for the Department of Justice? That remains to be seen. That would be interesting to see if he would do that. Well, I got an update on going on in Russia and Ukraine. You know, as we're on Thanksgiving Eve, it's not Thanksgiving Eve over there. They continue to have all kinds of bombing happening on their power plants, and therefore blackouts are hitting the cities all throughout Ukraine. Then the European Parliament apparently is also under cyber attack, and right now it looks like they're suspecting either Russia is behind it or Russia's financed it. So the European Parliament under a cyber attack. Fed minutes. This is good news if you are looking to buy a house anytime soon or really anything that you're going to finance. The federal minutes showed that most of the officials now are in favor of slowing the rate rises very soon. They do see smaller rate hikes still coming, though, but they'll be much smaller. They won't be these big 3/4-point jumps. Now, speaking of which, here's a big shocker. U.S. home sales unexpectedly rose in the month of October. Yeah, despite the higher mortgage rates. Now, here's the thing. I was looking at data and I was like, what? I did not expect home. I was definitely one of the ones that didn't expect that. So I pulled up the data. The homes that sold the most, the homes that were the most sold, the reason why there was a big number is because this one category, higher priced homes. Okay. Higher priced homes would be? Well, here's the thing. A lot of higher priced homes, the people who are buying them have cash. They got money. So they either have cash to buy the house outright or enough cash that they're not really, the mortgage rate, it doesn't really matter to them as much because they're not financing a big chunk of the house. So that makes sense with that, but still even that being an increase, it's kind of a surprise. Oh boy, Japan got an upset win over Germany Yeah, big one over the World Cup. We got a couple upsets already going on in the World Cup. And now here's the latest one, Japan upsetting Germany. Now here's a good news story pertaining to that as well. Japanese fans stuck around to help clean up trash at the stadium after their win over Germany. Isn't that neat? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We are seeing some slow traffic right now on I-10. This is heading in the westbound direction right after the 29 exit. We have three emergency vehicles over to the right lane. So it looks like three cop cars are still on the scene. While it's mile marker 9, so it's just slowing down because they are kind of in the right lane. So just keep that in mind. Expect some slowdowns and use some caution. Other than that, roads are looking good and typical. If you see something else or have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So a couple other stories here, top stories in the news. Six states are urging the Supreme Court to keep the block on the Biden student loan debt relief program. Remember, two judges blocked it, but then we ended up having the Biden administration appeal to them. And now six states are coming out going, okay, Supreme Court, we know we got an appeal. Please keep it blocked. Well, let's see what happens with that. Thanksgiving travel is now busier than what it was before the pandemic. That's right. I honestly didn't expect that because of high gas prices and weather and all this, but it's not stopping people. They're all traveling like crazy. U.S. jobless claims jumped up 240,000. That's the highest since August. So it's a three-month high. The labor market is starting to cool just a little bit. We'll dig into that a little bit deeper later on in the show here. Remember that whole Michigan State tunnel fight earlier in the year? Michigan played Michigan State, and you ended up getting a couple players that were in the tunnel the same time as Michigan State players were, and the Michigan State players just beat up the Michigan players. Now there's been charges filed against seven of the Michigan State players, none against the Wolverine players, against Michigan players. So seven Michigan State football players have been charged with felony misdemeanor charges in that incident. So, and a lot of people felt like they needed to be made an example of. You can't be beating up an opposing player just because they're in the same tunnel with you. And it looks like they might be trying to do just that. And finally, protesting workers at a Chinese iPhone factory were beaten up by the police. And there's videos of it and the whole works. I guess they were protesting at this Chinese factory and it became violent. And next thing you know, when it gets violent, you get pushed back that way as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing for summer nights and five.
Yeah, there you go. A little happy Thanksgiving to you. A little early happy Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve. If you would like to weigh in on the show, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up on Friday, we actually have the Florida State University football game right here on News Radio 92.3. So we will be giving away, actually, let's go ahead and do it right now, because here's the thing. We got one more pair of tickets left, one more pair, but you've got like 40 minutes to be able to come and get them, right? Can they get them at 5 or 5:30, Gracie?
Till 5:30. So like
right.
An hour.
So got about an hour. All right. So let's go ahead and give the pair of tickets away now. That way, whoever wins them has plenty of time to come down here and pick them up before Friday. And then because we're going to be playing the game on Friday on News Radio 92.3, the pregame begins at 4 o'clock, so we will not have Pensacola right now on Friday. Let's go ahead and give away the tickets. If you would like a pair of tickets, text in. I'll tell you what, just text in football. Let's keep it. Just text in the word football to 850-437-1620, and you can see Florida State playing Florida Black Friday. Big Black Friday game, but you only got an hour to be able to come down here to the station and pick up the tickets. So it's 850-437-1620. text that over to us, text in football, and then you could have a chance to win. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this hour. Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited the Rio Grande Valley today to thank Border Patrol and other law enforcement officers that are spending their holidays working along the border. He says he's planning on calling even more personnel for his Operation Lone Star soon.
We're in the middle of an escalation to do even more to secure the border because of the imminent lifting of Title 42.
And Operation Lone Star, of course, is Abbott's campaign to curb illegal immigration. He's combining members of the National Guard and the Texas law enforcement officers from their Department of Public Safety in locations along the border. The man accused of shooting and killing six people at a Walmart in Virginia late last night apparently used a handgun and had multiple magazines on him. That's from the city of Chesapeake today. President Biden has called Virginia's governor and offered federal support and assistance. Apparently, somebody damaged the Cleveland Browns field yesterday after someone hopped the fence, got into the stadium, stole a golf cart, and then drove around on the field, damaging that. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see if they can get that fixed by the Browns' home game this coming weekend. And Bobby, it's Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. Well, it might be cheaper this year to just let somebody else do the cooking.
We're kind of thinking about it twice. We might just go away. It might be less expensive to go out and eat.
Inflation has seen price increases in all Thanksgiving foods. I can attest to that. I couldn't believe the grocery bills, Bobby. The turkeys have gone up. Oil has gone up. Everything's gone up. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of dining out, though, has risen at a lower rate than the cost of dining in. Eating at home has risen more than 12%, eating out about 9%.
Yeah, I was reading something about that as well. And in different regions of the country, it's even more expensive. Like the food prices and therefore the inflation in different parts of the country went up even further. That was a big surprise to me as well to see that there's that. It's like, oh boy. So depending on where you live, it could have been a 20% higher food price overall. But that's just one of the things we're dealing with. But look, it's not, we were just covering before, Thanksgiving travel now is higher than what it was pre-pandemic. So obviously higher prices is not really, you know, dissuading people. So
right,
it's kind of a new one right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We are still seeing slowdowns on I-10. This is starting to back up to I-110. We have some emergency vehicles. It looks like three cop cars over to the right side on I-10 right after the 29 exit, and they are kind of off in the right lane. So cars are having to get over into the left lane and starting to cause some major slowdowns on I-10 in the westbound direction. This is, again, near the 29 exit. Other than that, we're checking in clear. You see something else, give me a call. 850-262-6111. With your traffic tip, I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How about some good news stories for you on this Thanksgiving Eve? That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So a couple of good news stories here for you. I saw this one. Oh, my goodness. So this is in Jacksonville. And this mother called. She called 911 and said that her infant, I don't know how, but somehow her infant was in a pond and was drowning, and she couldn't find it, and she couldn't find her baby. There happened to be a police officer like right around the corner. It was another female police officer, And she just released her body cam footage, or Jacksonville Police Department did. And it shows her like speeding up to this, you know, like apartment complex that had this pond in there, and, you know, in the center. She runs out of her car and you can see like her hot pink nails. She's got hot pink nails. She doesn't even hesitate. She runs over to where the mom is. The mom just pointed to the water, and this police officer just dove into the water. And then you just see in the body cam footage, just this murky blah green water. And another first responder was there too, and he just jumped right in. He actually was able to get the baby before she was able to, but they couldn't find him. Like, he was just feeling around. He was able to get the baby. It was just a tiny little infant, and they pulled the infant out of the water. And then this lady with her body cam footage, you can see her, she's giving CPR to this little infant. Oh my gosh, just watching it, like, I couldn't control my emotions. She was able to save the baby, and it's one of those things where the Jacksonville Police Department shared this by stating, like, look, we need to be thankful for our first responders and for officers to come that are able to be there to help with situations like this. And yeah, I love that. I love that one. It was very dramatic footage right there from the Jacksonville Police Department. Vince Cole right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you. I'll be here live tomorrow as well if you want to join me. You can share your thoughts, your opinions then as well. But our phone number, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. One of my favorite, it pretty much was my favorite convenience store / gas station when I lived in Ohio, was Sheetz. 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 And it had good food. And it was just they had a good options for drinks and all kinds of other stuff. Well, I wish we had a Sheetz down here now. I just read this, that apparently they're trying to give consumers a break on gasoline. They'll be selling unleaded gasoline for $1.99 through November 28th. What? Yeah. So that sounds pretty interesting. But apparently that will not be available in West Virginia, as state law prohibits the sale of fuel below cost. But other than that, I think they're in Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Ohio, and North Carolina. What? That's weird, because they're headquartered in Pennsylvania, yet they don't even have them in Pennsylvania. No, they got them in Pennsylvania. I've had them in Pennsylvania, unless they closed. So, oh, well, there you go. Thought that was kind of interesting one for Thanksgiving. They're trying to give a little break to people up there. So if you know anybody traveling up that way, at least, for the holidays, maybe let give them a heads up. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you. The Justice Department reportedly has asked former Vice President Mike Pence to testify in the Trump investigation. Now, he's already said he will not testify with the January 6th committee. But when the Department of Justice asks, maybe he will. Virginia Walmart employee that opened fire in the break room killed 6 individuals. We're still trying to find out more details about this, what the motive was, things like that. And U.S. new home sales unexpectedly rose in October. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
World Cup update here for you. So starting off with Morocco against Croatia. That ended up being a draw at 0 apiece. Then you had Japan with an upset over Germany, beating them 2-1. And then you had Spain against Costa Rica. Oh boy. Spain ended up beating Costa Rica 7-0. Okay. And then Canada fighting really hard against Belgium, but Belgium ended up winning 1-0. That's your World Cup update for today. The NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight at 6:30 with the Dallas Mavericks against the Boston Celtics on ESPN. When that game's over, ESPN will have the Clippers against the Golden State Warriors. Right now, number 7 Baylor is playing, who's this team? They're playing McNeese State. and they're leading 69-45. Also going on right now, number 15 Kentucky is beating University of North Florida 90-43, and USC is beating BYU 29-28. That's on ESPN2, and on ESPN, number 14 Arizona is leading number 10 Creighton 32-28. Earlier today, number 3 Kansas beat NC State 80-74. Wisconsin beat Dayton. Ohio State University upset number 21 Texas Tech. And then coming up later, I mean, there's just a lot of college basketball tonight. So, but on ESPN2, you'll have number 22 Tennessee playing Butler, and then later it'll be number 17 San Diego State playing number 9 Arkansas. NHL hockey going to be starting at 6 o'clock tonight. And you've got the Florida Panthers playing Boston Bruins at 6 on ESPN Plus. If you want to check out the Boston Bruins, and I don't believe the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing. When I was trying to look for this, when I was looking at the scores earlier, so I believe they're off for tonight. We'll get you your traffic news right after traffic on the. I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
This traffic news is brought to you by ECUA. We are looking good on 29 and 90. Really nothing to slow you down. You are going to see some slight slowdowns if you are on I-10 right now. It's extremely busy. We had a minor accident off of 29 on I-10 heading westbound that caused some delays, but it is improving, so just keep that in mind. 98 is looking good. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. If you see something else on the roads, just call them with your traffic tip at 850-262-6111. This holiday season, ECUA encourages you to eliminate pouring cooking oil and grease down the drain. Keep your home's plumbing clean and on a fat-free diet. Visit livegreenecua.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We'll get your CBS Sports Minute here in a second, but first, here's some of the other top sports stories. The New York Jets have decided to go ahead and bench Zach Wilson, the second-year quarterback. Even though he's 5-2 this year, both of the losses were against the Patriots, and in both of those losses against the Patriots, he looked very bad, and so they've gone ahead and benched him. He'll be inactive. I mean, they're not just benching him. He's not the backup. He's going to be inactive for Sunday's game against the Bears. Boy. The Bears quarterback, Justin Fields, says that he has a separated shoulder. The Rams quarterback, Matthew Stafford, is in concussion protocols. He's ruled out against the Chiefs. And the Texans have benched their quarterback, David Mills, in favor of Kyle Allen in the game against the Dolphins. And on college football, we mentioned this before, 7 Michigan State players face assault charges now after that post-game brawl with the Michigan players in the tunnel. And this is, if you haven't seen it, they basically jump a couple of Michigan players. It wasn't a brawl. It was them jumping a couple of Michigan players. So seven of those players face assault charges now. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to have some other good news stories for you.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. The Jets are making a mistake by benching Zach Wilson. What's the best way to win back a locker room and the fan base? Win a football game. The Jets are 4.5-point favorites over Chicago. This would have been the perfect opportunity to take some of the heat off of Wilson and perhaps build some confidence back. The Jets benching Wilson is just as big of an indictment on the Jets front office as it is the player. If Wilson is truly done, they have to wear it as well. I'm Maggie Gray.
'00, '08, 2022. When it comes to the economy, those are some scary years. Dot-com crash, housing crash, and the roller coaster we're going through right now. It's a dangerous time to not know your numbers. But over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, improve margins. Everything you need, all in one place. So, how do you prepare for uncertain times? The answer, NetSuite. NetSuite helps you identify rising costs, automate your business processes, and easily see where to save money. That's why 93% of customers say they improved their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. What are you waiting for? NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/play. netsuite.com/play.
There you go. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I actually think I agree with her assessment there. It's probably a mistake benching Zach Wilson. But they're not just benching him. He's inactive. Now, they said they're doing this so he can kind of reset himself. But the fact that he's inactive tells me there's something else going on here. Like, there might have been a fight between him and the coaches, and he's being punished. Like, he's being punished. It's not. It's more than just you're going to be relegated to the backup. It's like, we don't even want you at the game. Like, whoa, holy cow. Something else is going on behind the scenes, I think, there. We've got your, well, let me share a couple more good news stories here for you, and then we'll get a quick break. An animal rescue group in Pennsylvania found a microchip in a stray cat. Now, this happens, you know, that's why you chip your pet so that somebody can find it, see if the pet has a chip, and if it does, they're able to find the owners. Well, this animal rescue group found this microchip in a stray cat. They got it back to its owners 7 years after it went missing. Oh, my goodness. And this thing's been alive? It'd be like a feral beast. Two best friends in Canada hit the lottery for $1 million this summer, and they've already given a bunch of it away. They're using a sizable chunk to help nonprofits and other organizations in their hometown in Canada. A fisherman in the Mediterranean Sea rescued a dolphin this month. It was tangled up in a rope, and the whole thing was caught on video. There's a good news story there. And a couple in Oregon just had twins from frozen embryos. Now, here's the thing. These embryos were donated by an anonymous couple in 1992. They were kept at almost 200 degrees below zero this entire time. And the babies were born just fine, and they're doing great. So these embryos were frozen for 30 years. So the previous record apparently was 27 years. The dad of this couple that just had this baby, he pointed out he was only 5 years old when these embryos were basically frozen 30 years ago. He was 5 years old. He's like, so that's like going to somebody, you're 5 years old, go to somebody like, are you guys going to make my baby for me that later I can have when I get to be older? My goodness gracious. But that's good. I mean, I'm glad they were able to have babies because a lot of people can't. And so the fact that they were able to do that is still positive. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Still got some good news stories. It's Thanksgiving Eve, so we're trying to look at some things we're going to be thankful for. And if you'd like to weigh in or share your thoughts or you have any questions about anything, text 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.
How sweet.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David?
Well, Bobby, it may be the end of an era. Apparently, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is not going to be on television this year. I don't know about you, but for me, it was a holiday tradition watching that every year when it came on TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, apparently this year, not going to be on network TV or cable TV. It's only available via streaming with Apple TV Plus.
I was going to say, I think it's Apple TV Plus now. They have the rights to it because they have the whole Charlie Brown stuff. And I think they've got the exclusive on it now.
They do. And I believe you can watch it actually for free on the platform. I don't think you have to pay to watch it. But the change does have some folks, probably old people like me, a little upset. There's a change.org. Yeah, there's a change.org petition out there urging the networks to bring it back.
Well, I mean, they probably could do it. They'd have to pay Apple TV to, you know, they'll have to pay Apple if they want to air it is the thing. So it's just whether or not they want to do that. It's not them not wanting it. It's them not wanting to pay for it is what it comes down to. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Seeing some slowdowns on I-10 going in the eastbound direction. This is right after the 9 Mile Road exit due to an accident I-10 is extremely busy today. Surprise, surprise, day before Thanksgiving. But extremely slow traffic. This is going to be at mile marker 6. The left lane is blocked off. Again, I-10 eastbound right near the 9-mile exit. In the opposite direction, we are still seeing some slight delays around the 29 exit in the westbound direction. It is moving, but it is pretty slow at the moment. So just keep that in mind. It's very, very busy on our major highways. So if you see something else on the roads or have details for me, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've got today's sign of the apocalypse coming up here in about a minute. I do want to share this story. A grandmother has left people in tears as her video has gone viral. So she's in her 70s, and she wants to be able to talk to her grandkids about things that they're interested in. So you know what she did? She sat herself down and did an intense movie marathon of Marvel films. That's right. She made her way through about 30 of the different movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But here's the interesting thing. So she was being filmed by her 18-year-old grandson because he noticed while she was watching Spider-Man, she had a pen and notepad in her hands. And she kept writing down important details. And so then I guess what it comes down to is she was writing down important notes, important details, so that she could refer to them later so that she could more easily talk to her kids about the Marvel movies and understand what they're doing. So I thought that was a pretty interesting one right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Well, I know I'm going to butcher their name, but Balenciaga, is that the name of the fashion retailer? Balenciaga? Balenciaga! I was going to cover this yesterday, but I already had my sign of the apocalypse picked out, so I just saved it for today. They got blasted because they have a winter photo shoot or whatever. They're trying to promote selling their stuff. They got these little tiny kids. Look like they're 3 and 4 years old, and they're holding teddy bears that are dressed in bondage gear. Say what? Yeah. I don't know what their intent is trying to do, having these, like, they're wearing leather and all these kind of weird, like, makeup looking type thing on these dolls, these teddy bears. And these kids are dressed in like normal clothes, but they're holding on to these teddy bears dressed in bondage leather. Like, what in the world? I saw that. I just almost blew my mind. So I knew it had to be a sign of the apocalypse. And now Balenciaga has now come out today and apologized for the photo shoot. But come on. As I saw one of the comments on there, how many adults did this have to get by in order to happen? Parents of the kids, photographers, creative directors, copywriters, web designers, design agency, producers, managers, advertisers. Not one of them went, oh, hold on a second. You want us to have kids, right? Oh, boy. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. On News Radio 92.3. Come up here next, talk about jobs and how our state has done in adding jobs compared to other states like Illinois. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.